This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you the kind of person that keeps track of something, and when you show other people what you keep track of, they just kind of turn their head sideways, like your dog looks at you if you mention the word treat? It's 617-655-1234. You can call or text us here in the studio. It really clicked the other day. I took a screen grab of Barrett's lacrosse statistics, and I posted it on Instagram, and I got so many messages from people. And a lot of them were like, oh my gosh, I do this for my kids, whatever sport they play. And then the other half of the people were, are you okay? You need to go touch grass.
Like, what exactly are you keeping track of?
You are touching grass.
It's turf, to be
fair. Whatever. Depends on where you're playing.
So when Barrett moved to goalie full-time in 2022. He'd been playing lacrosse, but he moved into goalie. He was pretty good at it. And at the end of the season, he was like, how did I do? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, What's a good save percentage for lacrosse goalies? And I was like, that is a fantastic question. I have no idea. So we looked it up. We found out if you're like in the 50 to 60 percentile range for like college lacrosse goalies, you're some of the best in the country. So I said, 50% or more seems like it's a pretty good number.
I think it's really important to do what you're doing. I love it.
So he said, would you track? And I was like, okay. So I started keeping this list. So after the first season, I had just like the game, how many shots, and how many saves. And that was it. And then as it progressed into more games and more teams, I started getting more detail, like where the games were happening, the date, what the weather was like, score, how the other goalie did. Last year.
You're keeping stats like a true statistician would.
Right.
Here's Barrett's save percentage on a left-handed shot from 5 feet or more away in the lower left-hand corner of the net.
That's what I'm talking about.
And there were 31 games just in the spring last year. Mm-hmm. 31 just in the spring. That doesn't include the summer. That doesn't include the fall. And I have every game, every statistic. So what is it in your life that you keep track of that people go, are you okay?
Does he even look at him ever?
He wants to know. Now he does.
I feel like it's important. I feel like especially as you get older and older and there's competition for things, like, sure. You know, what can you learn from, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I don't think you're crazy.
When you're trying to get him a scholarship, you can just send your spiral notebook.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here's every shot Barrett's ever faced.
Correct, well, Dan.
And I don't know how to work like Excel or spreadsheets or any. I would love to give these numbers to.
Give it to me.
Really?
Are you joking?
Oh.
How many Google,
are you good at?
How many Google? It's because he doesn't look at the Google Sheets,
yeah.
Right?
Do we have a Google Sheet?
We have several.
We have several Google Sheets.
Jen, what is it that you keep track of?
My spending.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm an accountant by trade, and I literally put down if I bought a soda with my credit card.
Yeah, I just let it roll.
Every little thing.
Yeah, I just go off vibes.
Does it work? Did it go through? Then I won.
Well, I was telling Dan off air, it really helped when I was going through a divorce, and they were like, fill out your expenses, and I remembered things that no other person ever remembers. Like your license plate registration every 2 years.
That's, you know, I'm so jealous. I think you are in like the 1% of people in society that track absolutely every dime of what they spend.
I think we just weren't taught to do it. I didn't have my own checking account until I got divorced.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We just weren't taught.
Right.
It's part of what I do for work, so it's just easy for me.
You just feel like a more adultier adult than I'll ever be.
Do you ever just buy stuff?
I have areas where I excel.
Do you ever just be like, I'm going to buy this and I don't care?
I do.
Good.
Because I know if I can afford to or not.
Oh. Well,
if you,
no.
If you saw how much I spend on Uber Eats in a year, you would be distraught with me.
Oh, that's my son. Yeah, for sure.
So being that you count every penny, every dime, every nickel, what was the last thing that you like was a splurge item that you're like, screw it, I'm going to do it?
Saturday, I went to the spa for a couple of hours and did it up.
Treat yourself.
That's it.
You got it.
Now, do you spend money on like the $8 coffees and things like that?
Not so much.
Yeah, that gets me every time.
My treat for me is eating out. I love to eat out. I
Same.
Do it a couple nights a week.
Me too.
That's it for me. That's where my money goes.
I'm so jealous of you. It's much more beneficial to your life than keeping stats of an 11-year-old playing lacrosse.
I don't know. They both seem to bring you both joy.
Yeah.
Unless Derek goes pro someday, then those could be worth something. You
oh,
never
yeah.
Know.
Do you know what a pro lacrosse player makes? Let's put it this way. They all have second jobs as car salesmen and insurance salesmen.
That's fair. Yeah.
He should have put a golf club in his hands when he was real young.
All right. Thanks so much, Jen. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.